Let's do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11. This is letter number 3608, Baruch Hashem, the third day of Tammuz, Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. Habosik v'chosid, the Rebbe is addressing this to Moireinu, Reb Akiva Yosef Sheyichya HaKohen Friedman. Shalom Uvracham. So there is something that was discussed earlier which is not quoted over here. He was a Kohen. And you know, people go to the Ohel, they go to visit. So what do Kohanim do? It says about, with regards to the Kohanim going on the gravesite of Tzadikim, so there is a letter from Moireinu de Lev Yanovich, who was a brother of the Alter Rebbe. He talks about that there was a fence around the Tzion in Hadich. Hadich is the place where the Alter Rebbe was interned. They were running from Napoleon, and the Alter Rebbe got sick. They were in a Goyisha village in Kfar Piena, in village of Piena, and the closest Jewish community was in the city of Hadich. So they brought him to Hadich. So over there, they had a boundary, a geder around the Tzion in Hadich, and that was, which is printed in the Hatamim. So you do see that. And if you notice by the Rebbe, where they put the notes inside, there is a like a fence around and around, not a wall. And that's for that reason also, so that the Kohanim do not go onto the gravesite. So while there is a debate between whether a tzaddik does make a kohen tameh or not, because you know a tzaddik, even after their passing, are called alive. So there's very halachic considerations. But from that letter, because there was that fence around the tzion, that tells us that kohanim should not really go on the kever itself. There was a discussion about, I guess, over there, that there was an individual cave. I'm not sure whose kever he was talking about. And there is sort of a tradition they've received, and I'm not sure, maybe that would be another reason. But the Rebbe says you need to find out on the place and from people that are believable. But in any event, the Rebbe says there is a difference between the concept that the at the time of the burial, a tzaddik and a leader at the time of the burial, which means maybe at that time it's not really as maybe it's not mitame, and if one goes on the Tzion afterwards. Many people have discussed this already about going on the gravesite, but I guess the Rebbe is saying during the actual funeral, during the actual burial, it's different than the, I guess the Kohanim are able to be by the funeral itself. But as far as later on, there needs to be that partition. They should not. That's the way I understand. The Rebbe says many have already discussed this. And the Rebbe finishes off that for sure you are taking an active participation. You're actively participating in the work in the matters of Tzidei Agudas Chabad in the Holy Land. And I'm surprised you don't write about it in detail. And the Rebbe ends with a bracha in the name of the Rebbe. So, not having looked up the halacha beforehand, but it seems to me that after visiting the kever, the Kohen should not go inside of, over the kever. There needs to be a fence. But on the burial, the time of the burial, the Kohen could go. But I have to look that up. Again, I don't know it offhand, to just check it out. That's what it seems to me.